Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, Laura.
Thank you. Do you know that all my life, I never thought I had a speck of Irish in me? And my sister has been doing some Ancestry.com investigating and just discovered 2 days ago that apparently we are 5% Irish.
Whoa.
That is like a major blockbuster revelation to me.
Does it change like the way you see yourself at all?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I've mainly associated with the English side of me in my heritage.
Okay.
So it's a little weird, but it's kind of cool. I'm so many things. I think I'm like English, Swedish, Czech, and German, a little bit of Norwegian, and now all of a sudden Irish. We're all mutts, right?
We're all mutts, for sure. I'm trying to log into my Ancestry right now.
Ooh.
Because, you know, it always, like, it updates. And I sort of don't, like, I tend not to, you get these notifications about the new cousin or whatever you have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah.
My mom's adopted. She did discover her birth mother.
That's cool.
Through Ancestry. It's mostly cool. It's one of those things where, like, when you answer one question, you create others that you may or may not want to deal with.
That's,
you know?
True. Yes.
But, like, I think she's mostly happy about it.
That's good.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I am 16% Irish.
You are? Okay.
According to, you know, I mean, this, whatever this.
Did you already know you were a little bit Irish?
Yes.
Okay.
This says I'm 43% England and Northwest Europe.
Yep.
Which is a rather enormous region.
Yes, I'm way up there too. Mm-hmm.
29% Germanic.
Yep, me too.
And then 16% Irish, 5% Scottish, a little bit of Baltics, a little Eastern Europe, a little,
cool.
little Northern Africa.
I would love to be Scottish.
I haven't seen that. I don't know that when your ethnicity estimate is 1%, does anyone believe I have heritage in Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Morocco? Maybe.
You might.
It says your ethnicity estimate is 1%, but can range from 0 to 1%.
How does that even work? Like, how do they know? I've never dug into it, so I don't know.
So they're really comparing your DNA against all the other DNA they have in their reference panel. And so, you know, the bias in the panel goes to who they have samples for.
Right.
So, you know, many Black Americans who've been tracing their heritage, it's only been in recent years that they've been able to get more, you know, get better data because there are more people in the mix.
Okay, got it.
But there are lots of kind of white Europeans in there, so they probably have relatively decent data about Germanic versus Irish.
Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah.
Cool.
It's kind of, I think it's fun.
It is fun, yes.
Yeah.
My sister is really into this kind of stuff, so I'm letting her handle it and just update me on what I am
year. Do you think people who go crazy for St. Patrick's Day are more in the celebrating Irish, their Irish heritage? Because I know a lot of people that is a big part of it.
Yeah.
Or are they in the celebrating an excuse to get rip-roaring drunk?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. There is crossover in the Irish population, I'm just saying.
Yes. I think that people who really, you know, have the Irish name, who really identify with the whole Irish stuff and St. Patrick's Day, that's their thing.
It's like part of the thing.
It is. Yeah. It's part of their identity, and they're proud of it, and that's cool.
I saw like a Gen Zer on TikTok talking about how, which, by the way, what a disgusting statement out of my mouth. I was watching a Gen Zer
on TikTok.
But this young woman was talking about how St. Patrick's Day is her Super Bowl.
Mm.
This is her day to just get as drunk as possible.
Oh.
And you're like, well, when you're young, you're allowed to be dumb. It's all right.
It is.
It's so cold. Here's the problem, though. Like, if your bit is wearing the least amount of green clothing you can, tonight's going to be a tough night for you.
Oh, yeah. You got to bundle up tonight. Night.
Yeah.
This is crazy weather. This is, I mean, I'm
It's a little annoying.
I'm done complaining about it, but it's shocking. It's just shocking out there today.
You know what I don't miss about being on TV, though?
Hmm.
It's like having to wear like a dumb, like having to keep the ugliest green tie in my closet to get out on St. Patrick's Day. So you can match your co-anchor. It's such a silly thing.
Yeah.
You want every station today. Now, Wolf Blitzer,
he's
right
not
now,
wearing any green.
You know Wolf is like, screw that. Like, it's like absolutely. He looks so annoyed right now, just in general.
He does.
Now, there's Vassalero.
He's in yellow.
No green for him.
Amelia's wearing green.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised. Frank's like, Frank also, I have no time for that. He's going to wear what, I think Amelia picks out his ties.
Okay.
So, like, they coordinate.
Yeah.
Over on Channel 5 right now, those guys, Paul Folger.
Yep.
Green as
is
can
he
be.
Green? Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and Leah McLean today at noon was very green. She's as Irish as they come, I would guess.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Yes.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this story today, and I wanted to get your take on it. How do you feel about sandwiches?
I love sandwiches.
I love,
if the bread is good.
I love sandwiches.
Need a good crust, like crusty bread, like a hearty, good bread.
Lead statement in the Wall Street Journal. Dan found this story today. The humble sandwich is the saboteur of the American diet.
Oh, how's that?
So most Americans, we know, eat too much salt, too much sugar, too much saturated fat.
True.
Half of Americans eat a sandwich every day. Well, not every day, but on any given day, half of Americans are eating a sandwich.
Well, a lot of those lunch meats are filled with nitrates, sodium.
That's
you
right.
know, all that stuff that's not good for you.
It's very, very interesting because when you think about a sandwich, you're like, this isn't that unhealthy.
Right.
Depending on the bread.
And what kind of meats you're choosing for it. Like turkey is fine. Ham is pretty much fine. But when you start to get into some of those other like pastrami and greasy meats and stuff,
right.
that's different.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Most bread is made with refined flour,
right.
which can raise your blood sugar, raise your insulin. A cardiologist and a professor of nutrition says, on average, eating a serving of processed meats per day is associated with a 20% higher risk of diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He called sandwiches a heart bomb.
Ooh. Well, that's painting a broad brush with a broad brush.
I think it's a little aggressive. But if you think about it, it is sort of something we eat out of routine.
Mm-hmm.
You make a deli sandwich. Now, if you're making it at home, I mean, I try to use like there's like a Country Hearth bread that's like 45 calories a slice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll eat that, and then I'll have turkey or ham,
yep.
so like nothing too crazy, or chicken, sometimes sliced chicken.
Yep.
And then I put like a bunch of vegetables on it.
That's good. That's perfectly
but
fine.
But people put like the mayo, they put the ketchup, they put the whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
I think you can even have a little mayo and it's okay, as long as you're not, you know, slathering it and it's not oozing out the sides.
The Wall Street Journal says sandwiches are the number one source of sodium and saturated fat in Americans' diet.
Wow.
It's about a fifth of our daily sodium, 19% of our daily saturated fat. Now, you hear that data and you think like, holy crap. But think about it. How many meals do you eat in a day?
Right.
Like, if lunch is 19%, I mean, I guess if you're eating too much saturated fat, 19% perhaps is 100% of what you should
right.
be eating. I suppose that's fair. Yeah. You know, here's the problem. Sandwiches are good.
They are good.
So
I love
good.
Sandwiches. I love the bread. I'm such a bread person.
I love
a good bread.
If you're like, if you're having bread, from what I understand about bread, sourdough
mm-hmm.
is a good way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the regular white bread. But even most wheat bread, quote-unquote wheat, really isn't whole wheat.
You got to read the label.
So you got to read the label. It's a little work.
I try to go for the whole grain option whenever I can.
If you could mix it up, if you have a salad, or like put your sandwich in like romaine lettuce and just rotate that every other day, You know, you would make a significant difference. If you took one sandwich out and had a salad instead, you're getting somewhere, you know?
But the bread, I don't think bread is evil. I don't want to say bread is evil. You just need to be careful and have it in moderation.
I think that's right.
Use a bread that is hopefully made with wheat flour or whole grains and not too much white, sugary processed
it's
stuff.
It's the sugar. And,
yes.
Yeah. I love bread, too.
Me, too.
You know what? I'm having bread for dinner.
Oh, doesn't that sound good?
Screw this research.
You know what else might be really good for dinner tonight? Like a toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be delicious?
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Laura, have a good weekend.
You, too. I'll see you Monday.
Sounds good. It's 5:18. We'll take a break. Come back with the D-Rush Hour news headlines in just a minute here on CCO. It is St. Patrick's Day. March 17th, time for the D Rush Hour news headlines. I did not know that 3M was so involved in the electric vehicle industry until I read Brooks Johnson's article in today's Star Tribune. From the battery pack to the panel display, there's 3M product all over a typical EV, even if you won't find the company's logo anywhere. Brooks reports auto electrification is a $500 million business, sales up 30% last year. 3M's actually been involved in auto for more than a century. They supply a bunch of parts for gas-powered vehicles and their manufacturing lines. So as there are more electric vehicles, there are going to be fewer combustion models made. So 3M's got to figure out a way to recapture new money. 3M does not make batteries, but they sell a number of materials for battery packs that prevent the unwanted spread of heat, which results in wasted energy. So they're really working on extending the range of those batteries. 3M opened a new testing lab in the Twin Cities last year that automakers are using to put their battery packs under extreme conditions. It's essentially, I love this line in the story, it's essentially a torture chamber to find out what batteries are capable of withstanding and what they can't. You could describe this show as almost like a torture chamber designed to find out what you're capable of withstanding and what you can't. Nighttime cereal. What's happening? What did we just hear?
I just heard a woohoo down the hallway. I don't know if it was for
is
us.
Is that related
it was very
or
well
not?
Timed.
Yeah, that's nice. Nighttime cereal. Woohoo! Post cereal brands. Let me try that again.
Yeah.
Post consumer brands, which is based right here in Lakeville in the Twin Cities, wants to introduce a fourth meal into your daily habits. Sweet Dreams cereal. Maybe this would solve Chad's sleeping woes.
Mm.
Post is known for raisin bran, for grape nuts, for fruity pebbles. Washington Post reporting that this cereal, it's like crunchy flakes and almonds, but it comes with a description that reads like a box of herbal tea. You'll enjoy notes of lavender and chamomile. You'll produce more of the sleep hormone, melatonin. Sweet Dreams. But Sweet Dreams also contains as much as 13 grams of added sugar from cane sugar, corn syrup, invert sugar, and molasses. Not great for sleep.
No, and that's the thing is if, you know, but if you want cereal for dinner.
Yeah.
You don't want, you know, mountain goat tears and twigs.
Right.
But, you know, you want something
like a little bit of a treat.
Yeah. So if you're going to put that much sugar in it anyway, just make it the Fruity Pebbles and let's all move on.
Experts say it's not clear that all of these great nutrients will have more than a minor impact. One professor of nutritional medicine said, you're not going to eat this at 7 p.m., have it boost your melatonin secretion at 9 p.m. to have you fall asleep. It's not going to be a quick fix 2 hours before bedtime. But with one in five adults dealing with insomnia, half of all adults experiencing difficulty falling asleep, marketing late-night meals with sleep enhancers, it's probably a pretty good idea, right? Cold cereal has largely been on the decline as well as our breakfast habits have been changing, although I had a big old bowl of Cheerios this morning. People are eating more eggs and Greek yogurt, stuff like that. The brand manager at Post said, we recommend eating Sweet Dreams as part of a relaxing bedtime routine that includes things like switching off electronic devices and practicing meditation. Is this not the most American thing ever? We cannot figure out how to fall asleep because we can't put our damn cell phone down. So instead, we'll have a bowl of Sweet Dream cereal from Post. So dumb. Not Post. Post is brilliant. We as consumers are dumb.
There you go. I was going to say, unless they want to advertise on this show, then it's the greatest product we've ever heard of.
Like, put your phone down.
Take my phone out of my cold, dead hands, Mr. DeRussia.
Dan Cook's apartment is a sanctuary city.
There you go.
For the iPhone. You're not an iPhone
user.
No,
I'm a Google
Pixel
guy.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little envious. You have a nice
Keep
camera.
Keep those communist iPhones out of my place.
Someday I'll switch. Someday I'll switch to that Google Pixel. Sounds like the Macy's Furniture Store near Southdale's days are numbered. Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal reporting plans to tear that furniture store down. Mr. Macy, tear that furniture store down. And they're going to replace it with apartments and offices. Oh, just what we need, more offices. I guess in Edina. People want offices. Apartments. Man, the apartments going up by Southdale Mall. Unbelievable. A developer from West Fargo entered into a purchase agreement. That whole property, which I've shopped at that furniture store many times. It's big. It's 8 acres. And it backs up to like the Centennial Lakes Trail there. So we'll see. We don't know where Macy's will move to. Macy's says we're selling. We'll take care of our customers in the interim. It's going to take a while, but it'll get voted on probably by mid-April. One more story with an extravagant Saturday brunch. Look, who doesn't like an all-you-can-eat brunch, right? Would you drop $90 at Baldemar in Roseville? Baldemar's good. Good restaurant. Right by Rosedale Mall. I don't know what it's called. Rosedale Center, I think. Starting April 1st, no fooling. All you can eat Saturday brunch. Endless mimosas, endless desserts, endless hearty meat-forward entrees. There is a catch. You get a two-hour window. That's it. They request you finish a dish before ordering another, but you're allowed to work on three courses at a time. I mean, this sounds good. Creme brulee French toast, biscuits and gravy, smoked sea bass hash, French dip sliders, London broil, pancetta carbonara. I mean, pretty good stuff, right? Two seatings for the champagner. I mean, you bring just a couple goes. It's $200. 11 and 1 starts April 1st, Saturdays only, so 2 hours. Buckle up. No to-go plates, though. No to-go. 5:30, we will take a break.
We know who won't be there.
Oh, gosh. 5:30, we'll take a break. I need your help on this last segment here today. I have a crazy story. A crazy story, but I also want to know, if you miss getting dressed up, so many of us working from home, do you miss getting dressed up? 651-461-9226. Stick around, back in a minute.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.